Right now, though, it is time for a little bit of foolish purchases talk.
Yes. Now, this all got started the other day. Just for whatever reason, we were talking about some things that we may or may not have purchased in the past that we've regretted. And
we probably should define clinically, if we can, the foolish purchase.
I think it should be...
That is about the most clinical definition we could give it.
Well played.
When you purchase a larger ticket item, because we can all look past, you know, a pair of bad shoes or something like that.
But or a haircut.
Sure. When you purchase a larger ticket item that after about a month or 2 months, you kind of look at and you're like, what the hell did I just do?
Right, because you have spent a lot of money on this thing, whatever it is. And once you've got it, you found out that, number one, you don't really need it. Number two, you're not going to really use it. And number three, it's a waste of every resource you have available.
I think it's more... It's
sort of like a hardline remote.
It's not so much... Like something that you don't need. Like you're upset because you don't need it. Because we make a lot of purchases that we don't need.
It's something you think that's going to be really cool, and then
yeah,
you get it.
It's a good idea at the time.
You get it, then, and you're completely underwhelmed by it, and it just sits there.
Yes. That's the key.
But
you get very little use out of it.
Right. You get it. It seems like a good idea at the time, but then you get it in there, and you find out that for whatever reason you don't use it as much as you thought it would. Thought you would. Or you don't like it as much as you thought you would.
Now the first thing I thought of before we get to the ones that I know we agreed on, the one thing that I did think of, and this goes back to you know, my parents, and I know my dad feels this way. There was a time back when we were in about fifth or sixth grade when my dad, after tax season, came back and said, "Hey, you know, I'm gonna get a little money back from the gov." We can either, now you're talking about dealing with a mom, his wife, and two kids that were, you know, 10 and 12 at the time. And he goes, "We get a little money back. We can either get new carpet in the house or get a hot tub."
Okay.
To which me and Whitney are like, yeah, hot tub?
Right.
So we end up getting a hot tub.
Hot tub?
Yes, dude.
Was Marilyn on board with the hot tub idea, or did she want to opt for the carpet?
Mom wanted carpet.
What, is your dad Hugh Hefner? What's the point of that?
I don't know. It was 1982. I don't know.
They were in. They were kind of trendy.
Yeah, and so...
You know, that was the era of the tub club.
It was the era of the tub club, that bar that had hot tubs.
Right.
But so, I don't know how much the damn thing cost, but... Next thing I know, there's a bunch of people building a deck in our backyard and throwing a hot tub back there. And guess what? For about 2 months, that hot tub kicked ass. We were in it all the time, had so much fun in there. And then the next 15 years set in. And guess what?
It never got used.
We never used it.
The novelty wore off.
Dude,
man, that's a really good example.
Yes.
The sauna, the hot tub.
I mean...
The whirlpool.
And you know, people would come over, like friends and stuff, and like, "Let's get the hot tub." And I'm like...
No.
I'm in the hot tub.
You gotta heat it up, and...
Yeah.
You tell them, "Look, if you want to get in there, but I think I'll pass."
You had to clean it, and the cover always sagged with all when it rained, and... It was a disaster.
I have one, Corby, before we get to the ones that we all agree on. I can sum this up in one word, and I guarantee to you everybody that's bought one never uses it, and that's called Bowflex.
Did you buy Bowflex?
No, but any home...
Do you know anybody who has ever bought Bowflex? Because I don't.
I don't know anyone. They must have the advertising budget, though, of Fort Knox.
They have to, because those commercials are so expensive to make. But I guarantee you, anybody that's bought a Bowflex, after about a month of putting those rubber bands on there, that thing sits in the corner of their bedroom, and it's a glorified coat rack.
Yeah, I agree.
But any, I think pretty much, unless you have the space for it and all that, any type of home exercise equipment,
as far as... What about a treadmill? I bet you people get use out of a treadmill.
I would use a treadmill for sure.
More than,
as far as like weightlifting equipment
at your
house.
Like benches and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
Bowflex is the perfect example, though. What does that even cost? Because it
they're
doesn't
not
say on
cheap,
TV.
Home. That's why, because they're expensive.
A couple of grand?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, I've got one.
Okay.
How about when you decide to put into your house the wet bar?
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? What is the idea here?
Well, the idea is you think you're going to have lots of cocktail parties and invite your friends over, and it's like, oh, well, we hang out at the bar anyway, so why don't I just do that at my house? And that may work once or twice, but how often do you really entertain?
Yes, then you're going to realize, number one, you don't want those sons of bitches over at your house that much.
Right.
Number two, you especially don't want to ply them with alcohol
that you have to pay for
and stuff. So then maybe you try to the one-on-one approach where you lure some old broad over there and sit her down at the wet bar. You're behind it and you're kind of leaning on it with one elbow all sodded out of your mind.
Smoking
and everything.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
So
you look like Isaac from the Love Boat.
Do people do that? Do they put in wet bars?
I don't know if they still do now,
yes,
but
they
boy,
do.
Once upon a time they did.
It's a big player in homes that have the game room.
Well, okay,
yes.
What I don't understand is, look, that's fine. If you want to have cocktail parties, great. I mean, you don't need a bar.
Yeah, how many cocktail parties are you planning on having?
I mean, all you need is like a place to put your liquor.
Yes,
and then,
you do.
And then when you're ready for it, get it out
and set it
on the cabinet.
Get some nice bottled water or water out of the refrigerator or something. You're in business.
Yeah.
You don't need no bar.
No, especially one like that is an actual... that has a space for a bartender.
Yeah. I mean, you got to get plumbing put in and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, it's got a sink and everything.
Oh, man, those were big in the 70s. I remember, like, the houses that were built in our neighborhood back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
They had the wet bar.
Yes, that is a foolish purchase there.
And there's no doubt that there was a big bottle of Ambassador back there at everybody's wet bar.
Let's get to the ones that we can all agree on.
All right, I think that
Black
a couple
people.
Of them are... very obvious. One is the boat.
Oh, such a foolish purchase.
Look, it seems like such a great idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have a little bit of extra money to spend, and you like the lake and all that.
You want to ski.
Yeah.
But, man, you buy that boat, and you are strapped with so much.
It's such a responsibility.
Oh, my God. There's so much that goes into it, because if you don't have a boat house...
Or a lake house.
Or a lake house, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Then...
you got to haul that bastard around all over the place.
Then
you got to have a truck.
You got to
have a trailer.
A slip.
Mm-hmm.
And not a nip slip, either.
No, you got to figure some way to, you know, when you park it, to hoist it up so, you know, critters don't get in there, and you got to take care of all the spider webs that get on there.
Yeah, and then when you want to, you know... take it out of the water and take it somewhere else. You got to have a trailer and everything for it.
Now, if you're retired and that's you got some money and that's basically all you do and you want to go fishing every day, or you would use it a lot and you have a lake house where you predominantly live in the summer or whatever, then yeah. But as far as just like the weekend warriors that have the boat, what a whip.
Yeah.
I mean, half the year you can't use it anyway.
And you know how much it costs to fill up a boat?
About $1,000.
For a day? For like one day, it's probably $500.
That is a foolish purchase.
Yes,
that
there is
a very
so
foolish
much.
Purchase.
Look,
and can you imagine what some of those boats we saw in Miami last week must
I don't
be?
Even want to think about what those. I mean, that's for these super rich. Those boats need a captain.
These are in those little causeways that they have, you know, right in the heart of the city in Miami Beach down there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are lined with huge boats and yachts and stuff.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the upkeep on that must be?
No. My God, no. I think unless you have a lake house, the boat purchase is too much. And you know what the boat owner says?
What?
The two best days of his life are the day he purchases his boat and the day he sells his boat. Because I don't think it takes very long. You're either in or you're out. And it doesn't take very long for you to figure out that, you know, a couple of months into your boat ownership, that what a pain in the butt it is.
Oh, God. I find folding laundry to be an exhaustive task. I can't imagine winterizing an effing boat.
It's true. It's very true.
So folding laundry is a little too much for you?
I hate folding laundry so much. It's such a waste of time.
You know what? A lot of people may say, I tend to think the opposite, but a lot of people think that swimming pools are foolish purchases.
Not if you have kids.
Yeah, if you have kids, they're great. But once the kids are gone, how much time do adults spend in their swimming pool? Like, that are 50 years old with the kids out of the house and stuff.
I would say no to that. I can see where it might be, but I like the swimming pool.
I love it.
My parents have a swimming pool, and I think the only time it gets used is when my nephews come to town.
Yeah, and you know the guy that handles all my pool and cleaning and all that, I can't do it. But he tells me, because we have so many problems with it, and he's like, you know what, man? He goes, you need to wake up every morning and realize you're throwing a $20 bill in there. That's essentially what the upkeep is. I'm like, God, man.
What a rip.
Oh, it sucks so bad.
All right, let's get to the main one, the alpha male of foolish purchases.
Well, I think boat is...
Yeah, I think the boat is the alpha male.
I don't know. This one is classic, though.
Yeah, and this...
And everybody can understand this one.
And a lot of people fall prey to it.
Yes. And that is the pool table.
All these things that we're describing, the pool table, the Bowflex, the wet bar, aren't those just reek of like the mid-70s?
Yeah, and they're such space eaters.
Oh,
now this especially applies to the pool table.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
It's so heavy.
Yeah, if you move... Then there's no telling how much that is going to add to the cost of getting guys to move it for you.
You've got to level the damn thing. And nobody...
You've got to level it. You got to have a whole room to accommodate
it. Yes, right. You need a whole room, because it's not like you can put it in your bedroom.
No, you've got to have room to walk around and play, and you know how much extra space you need to get a good cue shot.
Yeah. And how often do you play?
Never.
Like, okay, if you're sitting there, you know, you're sitting there watching I Dream of Jeannie, and you look at your wife and say, you want to play pool?
You rack them.
Yeah, I mean, that never happens. And you know
what are you going to do? You going to call up your friends and say, hey, you want to come over and shoot some pool?
Yeah.
Boy, that's fun. You and him in your house shooting pool on your pool table.
A lot of
drinking ambassador from your wet bar.
Wet bar. A lot of these things have to deal with company. If you realize it.
Yes.
And the fact
they require others.
The bottom line is, when it comes right down to it, people don't have a lot of company. In the end, it's generally you and your family, or you if you live alone, and you don't have a lot of company. In the pool table, you have to have company, because you're not going to play by yourself.
And these purchases are especially stupid to me and Mike, considering how much we can't stand others.
Right, how much you guys hate people.
Right.
I generally have a fondness for people, but I can't imagine...
You generally have shake boys, too.
I generally have a fondness for people.
Look at the loons, Norman.
I
But I can't imagine having these things. Okay, so here's another, you know, cue the music up here. Like in 7th or 8th grade, my parents decided to deck out the game room with a bumper pool table, a pinball machine, and a jukebox.
Holy crap.
Now, is this the jukebox that we've heard of much before?
Yes, this is the jukebox.
I want that jukebox, though.
Now,
you need to sell it to me.
We did get a lot of use out of the bumper pool table and the pinball machine early on. But, man, they faded so fast, and it didn't take very long before my dad's like, God, let's get these out of the house.
Now they just sit in the garage, right?
And the thing about bumper pool is that the bumper pool table was small.
And bumper pool sucks, let's face it.
I like bumper pool better than pool.
You do?
I did at the time. But it basically didn't take up that much space. But, yeah, I mean, it was a 2-year run with pinball and bumper pool.
How about the air hockey table? We had an air hockey table.
Same thing.
Oh, it was awful.
Yes, anything like that.
2 months and it was gone.
2 months? Was it a full-size one?
Full-size. We put it in our garage, and it was great for, about 2 months. And then all I did was we put stuff out in the garage. We put it on top of it.
Yeah, the only type of gaming device that actually lasted the test of time in my house was the ping pong table. And it was in the garage. You could fold it up, push it to the side, and then if you wanted to play it, it wasn't a space heater. You just pulled it out, laid it down, and you played. That stood the test of time. But I think only because it didn't take up space.
All these others, though, foolish purchases. Very.
Don't do
foolish
it.
Foolish purchases.
Now, this is a cautionary tale.
Yes, and foolish purposes, too. And porpoises. Don't do it. All right, 533 here on Sports Radio 1310, the tickets.